switch to BT Superfast Fibre this Black Friday and pay absolutely nothing for the first 3 months, then £27.99 per month from month four. Plus, get your first 3 months of BT TV Entertainment half price, which includes Sky Channels with a Now Entertainment membership and a Netflix subscription, all for only £8 a month. Be quick. These offers end on the 2nd of December. Join BT today. 24-month contracts, 95% UK coverage, CPI plus 3.9% increase each March. Now membership RRP £9.99 per month. Netflix basic plan RRP £5.99 per month. Terms apply.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio
X. Welcome to the Johnny Vaughan 4 till 7 thing podcast. Big size here, little size here, Gav's here, sun to see. You're right, Gav?
Yeah.
Yeah, you looking forward to this?
I am.
We've got a podcast going on.
I know, it's exciting.
No doubt about that. Coming up, I've got a great new format. This one's in the podcast today.
Go on.
Are you ready? Because we had a good week this week.
Yeah, go on.
A lot of great content.
Sure.
Yeah? A lot of great short form content. Ideal for the socials.
Sure, yeah.
I've got a great new format for the world's next big reality game show.
Yeah.
That's coming up. We'll be talking giant golden statues. Something which Little Si got so wrong.
I've never seen anyone get anything more wrong.
No, but he was just... We were talking about how the Chinese have got a 38-metre statue of a warrior.
On a horse, yeah.
From the Zhang dynasty.
This thing's massive.
It's 38 metres high, a man on a horse, a really sort of tasteless, kind of really badly sculpted as well. It wasn't nice. It looked like a sort of cart horse.
It did.
And the guy was really sort of square and lumpen. And I was saying, what would you like, a 39-metre statue, so we can win?
Yeah.
But not sort of rubbing people's faces and not setting the bar too high. We win by a metre to encourage more.
Right,
and you know they're going to get involved in the Arab world.
Sure.
You know someone in Oman or Dubai or wherever.
They're always one-upping each other.
They've got guys from the Guinness Book of World Records permanently living out there in Azerbaijan.
Man.
So, do you know what Little Si says? Yeah, get one of Steve Jobs holding an iPhone.
I know. What the hell?
I'm obviously looking for something funny, you know what I mean? Yeah, let's laugh at that for a while, Si.
Steve Jobs.
Yeah, what laughs we had. Anyway, you can find out in a second what we did actually choose. And talking of Little Si, he got beaten by an 82-year-old at tennis. Here's the podcast.
Radio X.
Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday.
How are you, Gav? How was your weekend?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good.
Well, mine's improved now. I know Little Simon was beaten
by an old man. About this.
But in this tennis match.
But before, it was tennis,
geez,
was it?
Sorry.
I was saving that reveal for half past, man.
Sorry.
You know that Bond... sorry. I can't have
you
done that.
You weren't really going to give him any airtime, were you?
I was, yes. You know I was at half past.
Yeah.
Why are you looking glassy-eyed? What have you been doing at the weekend?
A lot of anatomy lectures. 8 hours of learning about the human body. Like I was back in GCSE biology. It's pretty intense.
Why were you planning? Like human sacrifice? Now, what was this part of?
I'm joining your gym.
Now, what was this
learning
part?
All about reciprocal pairs of muscles.
Okay, now what were you? Was that what you were learning about?
Yeah.
As part of what?
My yoga.
The devil's work!
The heathen's
devil.
Work.
It's the part of the devil.
The work of the devil.
The devil's in her leotard.
Satan's work.
The devil's in her shorts.
Yoga is not the devil's
work. It's the work of the devil. Are you part of the circle of
ancient
yoga?
Ancient arts.
Answer. The power of Christ compels you. So
what are you doing?
You were doing some... you were doing this thing because of what? Why just learn about body parts?
Because you do. Because I'm learning to be a yoga instructor.
Ah, not part of your medical doctorate.
No, not quite there yet.
And why do you need to? So because what you need to learn, everything works, so you can instruct people better.
Yes, and deal with injuries.
I bet
and
it's
stuff.
Not. I bet it's to do with human sacrifice.
Do you think?
Yes.
Do you know where's the best bit of the body to sacrifice?
No, but people don't realise when they're doing yoga that it is another religion. It's a religion. It's not. Yes, it is. Yes, yeah. Put it this way: if I see people coming out of any yoga center, I shout heretics. I do. I say you heretics, because you're now part of the Wheel of Yoga, whatever it's called. That you know, the National Federation. Mm-hmm. It's a branch of some sort of. I don't know what it's part of, but it's not Christian. I'll tell you that much.
Right.
You're literally. I don't know what quite you're involved with now. Especially where you do it, like rock and roll yoga. That's just Satanism, right, Gav?
It's hot rum yoga, I think. It's
hot rum
be,
yoga,
hot
yeah.
Hot rum yoga, the way forward.
So before you went to your glasses, presumably, I mean, everyone likes a little drink beforehand, right?
Everyone, yeah. and lunchtime, a little hip flask.
What, your jaw trot
just to
out?
To warm you up for the afternoon session.
Journalist yoga.
It's just it's heresy, though, isn't it? It's heresy. You know you're involved with something deeply anti-Christian.
Yeah, that's how I roll.
Yeah, fair. Little Si got beaten at tennis.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sons. Well, just because you knew we were going to do the Satanist stuff, you thought you'd just scupper
Honestly,
Little Si later.
I didn't know that was going to be a
I see the way this is going.
Mm. Radio X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
As we now turn to Little Simon, who was beaten, destroyed this weekend. Simon, I didn't let you tell the office because I thought you might embarrass yourself, but tell us now what you were so frustrated about. What keeps happening? I know it's to do with being beaten at tennis, but what? Tell us.
I always get beaten by old fellas. And I'm playing in this league, right, that I'm playing in.
This is at tennis?
A tennis club, yeah.
It's always good to say what.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah. And
otherwise people might think it's some sort of mathematician's fight club.
Out of 30 leagues, I'm in number 6.
That's quite good.
Okay.
Yeah, quite good, but it's the first time I was just slotted in, I think.
Okay.
I don't think they
It
knew
sounds
really.
To me like you're out of your league.
I am.
You've been
definitely.
Thrown in there like a sacrificial lamb.
He's out of his league. He's out of his league. He's literally It's pretty rare you get someone who gives you, what does out of someone's league mean? Well, it's like Little Si, he got put into League 6 out of 30, clearly, and he's now being hammered by old men.
Yeah, it wouldn't be so bad, but they are...
How old?
They're in their
60s.
Okay.
You said 80s.
You said 80s. No. You said he was 82, and he put you to the sword.
That's not as bad.
Yeah. Oh. No, they're 82, he's lying. He's just trying to dress it up a bit. Go on, Simon, what's...
It's just annoying, isn't it? Like
that. Shall I explain?
My age. I should be doing better.
Okay. Shall I explain why this is happening to you?
Yeah.
Because if you speak to when I used to play tennis with my grandma.
Yeah.
And she could beat anyone. She was fantastic. And I know lots of other good old girls who are brilliant. And do you know why it is? Yeah.
Why?
Because Gav, it's what they always say. She could land it on a sixpence.
That's right.
And that's what's wrong with British tennis.
Kill it dead. Just land it straight there.
Honestly, she could just land the ball on a sixpence. And the reason it all went wrong is because they scrapped the sixpence.
Ah.
But and this they is what still this remember.
Is, you can see this big gap in British tennis. As soon as they scrapped the sixpence, there was nothing to land it on anymore. You couldn't. There was nothing to pace around the court. Because in the old days, that's all tennis coaches do. They wouldn't worry about strokes. They just literally decorate the course with. I mean, the golf court. I mean, the tennis court with sixpences, and they'd say landed on as many sixpences.
Fantastic.
But that's it. So remember, you're up against men who've been trained. With sixpences.
Right. That's
and
right.
Until you get your head in that space, you're not going to win. You can't beat these guys.
I'm picturing an old boy standing dead still, sending Little Si left.
Yes.
And then right, and then left.
It is. He says, oh, you can run, can't you?
Easy.
That's so annoying.
Oh, you can run a bit, young man.
You can run. Got him running round the court. A lot of you are reacting to Little Si being beaten at tennis by a succession of old men. If he entered the tennis competition over the phone, is it possible they put him in the Veterans League based on his ridiculous old-fashioned voice?
It's very possible.
That's from Tim.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Tim. It is. It is very, very possible.
Mm, it's a strong theory.
It's a strong, strong theory. Put it this way, we haven't got anything better.
No.
To support that happening. It could just be they don't like him.
Radio X.
I was watching Saturday Night TV.
Yeah.
Right? And same. I was thinking, is this it?
Right.
Strictly. Yeah. And then last night, I'm a celebrity.
Right. I haven't watched any live Saturday TV for years.
Decades.
Not for years.
No, but
decades,
it doesn't matter because you needn't have done because nothing's changed.
Okay.
Or there's that sort of thing every week where there's these new sort of quiz shows where there's some machine that you have to use to win.
Right.
Like something that, you know, and it's sort of, you know, when I was a kid, there was Bernie the Bolt on the Golden Shot, which is actually more interactive than anything you get today. Despite that, they're just using it. Do you remember it? No, you don't. You're not old enough. Yeah. What it was from home, people used to call in, and there was Bernie the Bolt, which was a big crossbow.
Okay.
And there was Bob Monkhouse in the studio, and used to go, and it used to wander like this, and they'd go, up a bit.
Are you joking?
No, down a bit, left a bit, fire! And then they would fire it. So you'd play at home.
Right.
There'd be someone on the line. I know. So much more progressive than anything we've got now.
Mm. More interactive. perspective. Yeah,
yeah, so now you've got that thing that sort of shuffles the coins down, you know, like a
the cascade,
thing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And there's another one that blows stuff. And there's another one that's sort of like a, you roll it down a thing and it yeah. and it sort of moves from side to side. And there's right. these giant cannons. But it's a load of old crap. No, it is. It's just crap.
Yeah.
And it's amazing you get some sort of quite good hosts on these things. Mm. And it's not like you can even play at home. You just go, hiya! You kind of go, hiya! A lot, no, it's lower. Yeah. You know, you can't even do that. They're not even, they don't even involve a bit of skill and judgment. Anyway, I've seen something that's the future, guys.
Go on.
Okay. Right. Drivers grabbed wads of cash after bags of money fell out of a security van in California. Loads of bags spilled on the road, bringing traffic to a halt as $20 bills were scattered. That's a show.
That is a game show.
Yes.
Waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Yep.
You randomly release banknotes on a motorway.
And whoever gets the most wins.
The cars stop, people scurrying around.
Create a perimeter. Everyone goes crazy.
That area is now locked off. You can use whatever means you like to get there. You know, some people have got a bit of a rumour of it. They already arrive helmeted.
Right, right. People who live nearby try and sneak on from the side.
Yeah, sneak on from the side. Yeah. It's just mayhem. It's called Johnny Vaughan's Night of Money Mayhem.
Motorway cash grab mayhem.
Yeah, motorway cash grab. Highway robbery.
There you Yay! Go.
I call it highway robbery. The thing comes along. The robbery goes wrong. It just the van explodes.
Like confetti.
Confetti, the money comes out. And there's literally people... Just like you'll get those brutal grands taking yes. people down with like spike gloves,
elbowing
rollerball
people
style,
out the way, yeah.
right in the back of the head.
Nice, nice.
Everyone with hands like a Wolverine.
Someone with a wheelbarrow for some reason
yes, for
in
some
the
reason
front the back
there,
of
yeah,
their
just
car,
just running over a child with it,
filling
yeah,
it up like, with cash.
Yeah, going mad. I'll get the kids out of the way. Police made two arrests. At least a dozen motorists returned the cash they seized.
Right.
At least a dozen.
What all of the cash they
Sergeant
received?
Sergeant Curtis Martin said people got a lot of money. They got loads of money. There's a guy in a hoodie here in the photograph in Metro just holding up dollars. He's laughing.
Okay.
He's laughing.
He's making it rain.
Right, right. Now, ITV, BBC, I challenge you. Yeah. You come up with a formula that's better than that, yeah?
Yeah.
And then you tell TJ about it, yeah?
Yeah, we'll wait. We'll wait.
That is what we're planning on Radio X. Now, if you're out there, you're thinking, how can I get my brand, that big, you know, a big name this Christmas? How yeah. can I really push the brand?
Sure.
Especially with one of those money lending apps.
Right.
Okay.
This could be a perfect bit of synergy between us and you. Johnny Vaughan's Drive Time, Highway Robbery, Cash Grab.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's T's and C's attached to it and all sorts of Ofcom red tape. But essentially, we blow up a security van full of cash
yeah.
and just let the mayhem
ensue.
Yeah, where the roads are really paved with gold.
Love it.
Someone has someone else saying it's not a spot on more tea vicar.
Cups, how many cups? How many cups of tea? Indeed.
X.
Can you hear that in my voice? Just there. That sound is my voice with a knowing smile. And you know why this winning DJ has a knowing smile? It's because I've got something to tell you about the American Express Platinum Cashback Everyday Credit Card. With no annual fee and no limit to how much cashback you could earn, this card gives you cashback on anything you buy. Which means when I'm buying Italian hand-stitched butter-soft suede loafers, I'm getting cashback. When I'm buying flights to Capri for my next weekend getaway, I'm getting cashback. When I'm filling up my Beamer and just getting some chipsticks for the journey, you get the idea. Plus, new card members can earn 5% cashback in their first 3 months, up to a limit of £100. For more information, search Amex Cashback. Representative 24.5% APR variable. Minimum annual spend to receive cashback. Terms apply, 18 plus, subject to approval. And yes, you guessed it. That was a wink you just heard.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Guys, I've got some great news.
What?
You know, sometimes you look around and you think, why has no one built a 38-metre golden statue?
Metres?
Yes.
Wow. That's yes. massive.
Yeah. We look at our statues. Even something like Nelson's Column.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's high.
Yeah.
But he's still a pretty normal-sized bloke on top. And you can't really get an idea of scale because he's on a...
Yeah, he's on a pillar, yeah.
Do you know it should have been 18 feet higher?
Why?
They just wouldn't pay for any more.
Really?
No, they wouldn't, no.
Run out of cash?
Yes, it was... the problem with it was, it was sort of built in around 1840, it was completed. Obviously, Nelson died 1805. The problem was, back then, the Navy officers were paid by how many ships you seized. It was a real sort of financial thing, or piracy, or whatever.
Yeah.
So, during the... obviously, there was 27 in Nelson's fleet, facing 33 of the combined fleets of France and Spain. But they sank most of them.
Right.
They sank loads of stuff. In the end, they only nicked about... They only got like 16 boats out of it.
Okay, right.
In fact, the Redoubtable, which is the one that Nelson was shot from, that was next door to the Victory. That was their big one.
Right.
And unfortunately, that sank while they were dragging it home, on the back of the Victory. So they didn't get the money, so they said, nope, we're going to make it 18 feet shorter.
Wow.
Although, interesting that if you go to the top of Nelson's Column and you're Nelson and you look down towards Buckingham Palace, you will see there are 27 lampposts going down there, all with a ship on top of them, so that Nelson's always looking at his fleet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes.
That's amazing.
No, I've just got a really lively imagination. Yeah, it's true. But what's weird is he's not facing that way, which I often think is a bit of a snub.
Yeah, that's weird. They didn't let him be looking.
He was never a big fan of the royals. It was always about God and England. He worshipped England and God.
Yeah, because he's facing down towards Downing Street, isn't he? Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, Gav, if you're going to have, because visitors are enjoying a 38-metre copper statue of Zheng Chenggong. He resisted the Qing conquest in the 17th century on Daypik Mountain. So this is an enormous... Do look at it.
38 metres, and he's on a... I'm looking at it now. He's on a horse. Yeah, yeah.
It's enormous. Wow. Just to give you an idea, if you're standing up, you come to just about the... Your head would reach about the top. You'd have to climb to get to the top of the hoof.
Right. My God.
Yeah, if you imagine the hoof was like a giant toenail, you'd get to the top of that. That's
it. You'd get near the cuticle if you were lucky. Yeah.
But you're not getting to any fur.
No.
Do horses have fur?
Yeah.
Is it fur?
Yeah, it's fur. Very
pelt.
Horse
is
fur.
Is it a pelt?
It's made of horse fur.
Yeah.
Hair. It's made of horse hair.
It's hair, I know, but it's fur, isn't it? It's furry.
There must be a cold weather country somewhere that's got a really furry horse.
Furry horses!
There must be woolly horses. Yeah.
Woolly horse.
No, it's furry horses. Yeah, yeah. Okay, Gav, what would you have as your 38-metre golden statue? It's got to be vast and vulgar.
Right, and bright gold. I would
actually,
have...
Actually, Gav, I know what you're going to say. Let me check mine.
Go on.
I'd have a 50-metre, maybe a hospital bed.
Right.
With quite a stout midwife.
Right.
By it.
To commemorate the NHS?
Yes.
Right,
Stout midwife.
Yes, and a big hospital
bed.
And
a huge...
Massive.
Hugely pregnant woman in it, made of gold.
And someone with a clipboard.
In a clipboard, a whole crew round it, yeah.
Right.
This is more like a town than a statue. I'm going to go SpongeBob.
Well, because it's just stupid.
A 40-metre SpongeBob.
Absolutely.
Actually, a minion would be great as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Or maybe, hang on, wait a second. Maybe Charlie Watts with a full drum kit.
Yes.
50 metres of it on a hillside.
That is civic thinking.
That's
Charlie
thinking.
Watts.
Little side, what are you going for? Oh.
Steve Jobs, maybe. Because without him...
No, shut up. Back off.
Ridiculous.
I wish I hadn't asked him. 83936 for your reaction to that. What are you going to go for, Gav?
I'd have an action shot in 38-metre gold of Cantona kicking that Palace fan.
The one with the leather jacket and the tie.
The leather jacket and the tie, yeah.
The tie, yes.
Yeah, just an action shot.
I love that.
A diorama.
Would you have a few fans by him as well?
Outraged fans.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
That's genius. Gav, what are we heading? Ginge from Allenton kicks us off in beautiful style.
He does. He'd quite like I'll call it a 39-metre tall statue of his cat Norman cleaning himself. Preferably gold, but Ginge says that bronze will do.
That's a beautiful idea.
Isn't that a lovely idea?
No, it's got to be shining gold.
Yeah.
And horrible, quite gaudy, but the idea of a cat cleaning
Well, with
itself.
One paw, really high.
Yes. Sort of propped up.
Like a mast.
And quite obscene, actually. Yeah. Real legs akimbo kind of stuff. Suns, what are you going for?
No name on this. It simply says Sean Ryder.
I know, it's fantastic.
Very good. I mean, I'd nominate Bez, too, instead of the Angel of the North. Just Bez.
No, I've got it. Our equivalent in this country, of that warrior on the horse. Get this.
Go on.
A mod with a nice feather cut.
Right.
Yeah. On a Vespa.
Nice. A 39-metre mod.
Yeah, but I'd have the Vespa rampant doing a wheelie. Definitely. With the handlebar slightly turned something, it's really hard for Vespas to do. So it's high like that. And so the feather cut, no helmet. and he's just leaning back, and the parka draped back like
a rabbit tail on
like
the aerial.
A cloak, a rabbit tail. 20, and also in the sun, quite a hazard with all the mirrors on it.
Definitely.
The sun behind it, we get that, so it's really like terrible in your eyes when you're on a motorway. It's like, Jesus Christ, I'm blinded by the golden mod. Thank you so much for that. That's Paul Carson, HGV. You got an HGV, you tell people.
Yeah.
Gav, what do you got?
Mark in Edinburgh would like a 39-metre head only of statue of Alex Ferguson giving Trafalgar Square the hairdryer treatment.
And also, homeless people can gather around it when it's cold.
Yeah.
And actually, they all
and
group
you can pump
around.
Hot air out of the mouth.
Yes.
Yeah, and warm
them
up.
It's just permanently going, Gav. It's just permanently, and it's making the sound of a hairdryer. But also, if workers are arriving with wet hair, you can stand there. It's just a national hairdryer. Everyone just goes in front of Sir Alex.
I love that.
And it's always blasting.
All the time.
Uses some kind of solar mechanism, or it's using, you know, like they burn off the methane from like those.
Yeah,
from for some reason it's
factories.
Piped there,
yeah.
And the heat all goes into that. But I think that's a lovely suggestion. Dotterson to Templeton, what do you got?
I've got a couple of suggestions for our PM. Mooney in Leeds says, Boris on that zip line, flags and all, a constant reminder of
it's
how well
one,
it
yeah.
all turned
yes.
out. While Liam in Lincoln says, how about a 50-metre statue of Boris Johnson falling over and taking that kid out in the rugby match?
It's absolutely fantastic. Someone else suggesting that famous one of Vinnie Jones squeezing Gazza.
Yeah, famous.
Yeah,
image.
I wouldn't give either of them airtime. You've got to remember, there's no room for sentiment in football. There's
Luke,
none.
Luke
that
in
was
Wakefield.
Years ago. Different climate.
Luke in Wakefield wants a 39-metre golden statue of Glenn Hoddle looking baffled.
Yeah, or just looking, and all in front of him, a little bit of magic.
Just a little
maybe
bit
Paul
magic.
Daniels.
Yeah.
Doing some close-up stuff. Kate in London's nailed this. A statue of a faceless vandal. With a caption saying, commemorating all vandals. So if someone did vandalise it, the headline can be, Vandal vandalises vandal statue for vandals. Got through it!
Oh,
but the faceless vandal.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Man, it's like a Marvel hero.
It is.
Why does everything have to be cool these days? Cool fashion, cool hobbies, cool payments? You don't need your payment solution to just be cool. You need more than that. What about one that can help you build your credit score, give protection on purchases as standard, and rewards too? One like Barclaycard. There's more to Barclaycard. 21.9% APR representative variable subject to financial status. UK credit cards provide extra protection on purchases between £100 and £30,000. T's and C's apply.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Gav!
Yes.
Time for a hero. Every single day of the week, right here on the 4 till 7 thing, your lives are lifted. Yes. He raises the petty pace, ladies and gentlemen, with a hero.
The hero today is Major General Bob White. Bob White.
Is his name not really Robert?
No, his name was Robert, actually.
Yeah, I thought it was just something they used to call people who were called White. No, White's a Bob.
He lived from 1924 to 2010. He was an electrical engineer, a test pilot, a fighter pilot, and an astronaut. He was born in New York City. He joined the United States Army Air Force, as it was called.
I don't get all that.
I know.
You see planes like jet fighters with Army on the side.
I know, it's bizarre.
I mean, in America, you think, what's going on there?
I know. He joined as a cadet in 1942, getting his wings in 44. He flew Mustangs in Europe from July 44...
Mustangs! Sorry.
From July 44 to February 45, when he was shot down over Germany on his 52nd mission. He was a prisoner of war till April that year. He returned to America and qualified as an electrical engineer in New York again. He was recalled to fly in Korea. Later on, he went to Vietnam as well. But between
that,
the two...
Exactly, by that, Gav means to fly in Korea, the country, not as a career.
That's right, yeah.
Just well,
the Korean
important.
War. Yeah.
It's a Korean war, not to fly as a... Sure. We know he's a career
sure.
guy.
He earned all the medals for gallantry in both campaigns.
You're going to say a hell of a lot
of
money.
He got the lot. Air Force Cross, Distinguished Medal, everything.
Really?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It takes me longer to list it than to read out his story. After returning from Korea...
Head to the story, Gav.
He became a test pilot at Edwards Air Force Base in California, testing new fighters, but also the X-15 experimental rocket plane. That's that one I'm showing you.
You don't even show me the picture, Gav. I know the X-15,
so
right?
So we know about Chuck Yeager breaking the sound barrier in 1947 in the X-1, but Bob White did a bit more than that in the end.
He couldn't have done more than Chuck.
Well, in a way he didn't, because he wasn't the first. But what he did in February 61, he set a new record for speed of 2,275 miles an hour, just under three times the speed of sound. He then became the first human to fly at Mach 4. Then he became the first human to fly at Mach 5.
I know, but these, I don't know.
And then he became the first human
don't
to
tell
fly
me, six.
Mach 6, which is, there's a really nice number. In miles per hour, do you know how you remember what Mach 6 is?
Right.
It's 4567. 4,567 miles an hour.
Gavin, do you know what you did there?
What did I do there?
Well, you were getting a bit repetitive,
sure.
And then you redeemed it. You bought it back. You literally pulled out of a dive.
Absolutely right. But that's not really why he's the hero.
Christ alive, what else did he do?
In July 62, Bob White flew this rocket plane to an altitude of 314,750 feet.
That's near space, isn't
it? It's in space. It's 59 miles up. This qualified him as an astronaut, technically, even though he never got on a rocket. He never worked for NASA.
How many miles is that then, Gav?
59 miles.
So that's 59 miles.
America counts space as being above 50 miles up. Between 50 miles and above. Is
why does
space
America do that then?
I don't know. He was given astronaut wings. He was also the first person to ever get them, and he's still one of the only the few ever to fly a winged plane in space.
Okay, Gav, so if you've got a rocket plane, that takes off with a runway and you can land it and it's reusable.
A controlled winged vehicle, as opposed to a capsule falling really fast or a rocket going up really fast.
In Tom Wolfe's The Right Stuff, he laments the fact that America went the rocket way rather than the rocket plane way. And at the time when NASA was doing these incredible things, was starting to in space, they weren't doing so badly just with rocket planes. Their problem was re-entry.
Right.
It's once you get out of atmosphere, then you're in a work, because then you've got to start making them of whatever that material is.
Anyway, he was the first to do all of that. He retired in 1981 as a major general. He served in the forces his whole life, and he passed away in 2010, age 85. Let's salute legendary badass Bob White.
Badass Bob White, Johnny Vaughan, 4 till 7 thing. Oh, we salute you.
Radio X.
Gav.
Go on.
You know that John Lennon record?
Which one?
Woman.
Yes.
I'm going to bring out a woodman. No, I am. Same tune. Woodman.
Woodman.
For Christmas, I'm going to. I never meant to cause you sorrow or pain. I'm going to. And Woodman. If anyone out there wants to start doing versions of that, we'd love it. We'd love to get together, a bit of a collab.
Wow. A Christmas single as well.
A Christmas single called Woodman. Yeah. Sons, you up for that?
Yeah, up for it.
I was hoping you'd just go, no.
No.
Right. Guys, three quick ones for you just to finish the show, just because. Just because you need to go out there tooled up with information to face the world. Mm. First up, you know, munching popcorn makes a film less riveting.
Does it?
Yes, new survey out. The noisy crunching of popcorn can ruin a film or play for those unfortunate enough to be sitting nearby. Hey, we all know that.
Yeah.
I eat so loudly, I have to go to the cinema on my own now.
Right.
My children won't stand it.
I know, but you don't need to be taking a whole roast lunch in there.
You're right.
With
you're
like
right,
a wine waiter and all that.
I think that's
that,
the trouble.
You know?
The trouble is, I once I get on the wine, I really gulp it back. But Gav, and also the wicker of my cinema basket tends to make such a noise.
And your bureau next to
really,
you and
really,
your writing.
It really
your
creaks
your writing
around. I take furniture in there, Anyway, Gav, eating snacks can spoil the spectacle for the person indulging in them.
Yeah.
So academics have found that bringing a tasty treat to a film or concert detracts from the experience. It's different, actually, because the thing that they're saying, if you really want a good cinema experience, you want to be fully immersed, don't eat anything in the film.
Right.
They don't realise there wouldn't be cinemas for it. It's always that real cliche whinge by idiots when they go, you got to pay 50 quid for just a bag of popcorn and some snacks.
Yeah.
Okay, but you look how many people are in the cinema. Yeah. There's five of you there in the afternoon. Yeah. How do you think they pay for that? The film is merely a device to get people to be ripped off for the snacks.
That's right. Yeah.
Which popcorn costs nothing. That's about 1p for that big box. And it's about 6p for an extra large Coca-Cola.
Right. And you're paying.
Yes, or whatever that is.
12 quid.
Yes, and you pay 12 quid.
Yeah.
That's why they can afford to do that. That's what pays for the business at that level.
Right.
So don't start. Most films aren't worth concentrating on anyway. What sort of films are you talking about? Well, I tell you what film you're not talking about. The World Is Not Enough.
Okay.
Sorry, the new Bond film.
Oh, yeah.
Die or Die Sooner.
Yeah.
No Time to Die. Do you know what? I'm afraid Bond film is tipped for loss despite record takings.
What?
That's not possible.
Get out of here. Oh. Get out of here, Sunter.
I'd like to have whatever loss they're about to make. Surely it's not a loss.
Same as me.
Do you know what I mean?
I'd like to share that loss.
I'd like to shoulder that loss.
I'd like to share that loss with you, good friend.
Yeah.
In his 007 swan song, No Time to Die, Daniel Craig has to save the world from a fictional contagion. But if reports are to be believed, the tougher mission has proved to be protecting his film from a virus that's very much more a real one. It grossed more than $730 million at the global box office. It's the top performing film of the coronavirus pandemic era.
Yeah.
But, ladies and gentlemen, it may still end up losing money, according to a lot of people in the accounts office.
That can't be right.
Who are trying to write things off very busily so that it doesn't get taxed too heavily.
That film didn't cost $730 million to make.
It was in production a long time. He was quite moody. Probably had to... No, he didn't.
$200-300 max.
Yeah, maximum.
Maximum.
Is that what you see up on screen there,
Gav? I see, John.
There's a man who I know is involved in catering on
shoots.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And also, when I did a shoot with you, the car parking.
Location.
And that was just me scanning it round.
Yeah.
And that's it for the moment. Do you know... I've got Sam Fender now, 17 going under, right here on your Radio X. I'm surprised if that made a loss.
I doubt it. What it probably means is they wouldn't have made such a little amount.
It's on telly now, Gav.
What?
This is Radio X.
Johnny Vaughan.
Martin, in the Radio X office, had a broken hot tap for over 8 years now. Which, thank you. Thank you, guys. I love you too, pal.
I love you, John. I love you, John. You're the best.
I love you too, pal.
Dirty chicken.
Which inspired our feature.
Martin's hot tap, he needs a brand new one. But he can't be asked to get it done. Martin's hot tap, been broken for so long. But what haven't you fixed that went wrong?
Oh!
Very nice.
Very good. That was the team at SJ Insurance. Need a deal on insurance? Talk to SJ Insurance.
Ample car parking.
SJ Insurance. Ample car parking. Complimentary hot beverage. Inexpensive water.
Complimentary harmonies.
Well, they did harmonise at the end. That's SJ Insurance. Harmonies fitted as standard.
They sing like angels.
Yeah. The voice of angels in a world of insurance. SJ Insurance. That's their version of the Martin's Hot Tap theme. If you want to have a go, please, like the team at SJ Insurance. SJ Insurance.
Insurance solutions.
Established 1982. No, I don't know whether established is probably. I've probably got it bang on. Anyway, send your efforts, please. Johnny at radiox.co.uk. If you're in a band.
Yeah.
If you're in insurance. If you're in a band. if you're just learning to play an instrument. If you're highly proficient. Then please do your version of the Hot Tap theme. We're coming into Christmas. Mm. It's a time now when choirs are practicing.
Sure.
Fervently.
Yeah, they're limbering up, aren't they?
For the festive period. So you might want to just slip one of these in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your choir practice. It's great for team building. Great occasion to advertise maybe any recitals you're doing over Christmas.
Perfect.
I can then say, that was the choir of St. Mungo's...
Haven't had a carol version, have we?
No, we haven't. We could say that was the choir of St. Mary, Mungo and Midges.
Yes,
in whatever.
Of where? St. what?
St. Mary, St. Mungo and St. Midge. In wherever.
St. Mungo.
Yes, there is a St. Mungo. Yes, there is. St. Mungo Jerry. No, there is a St. Mungo. St. Mungo always makes me laugh. The patron saint of sideburns. Anyway, but it always makes me laugh when you send these themes in. But if we could have a really good, I mean, that was good. But if we could have a really good one in, then we could maybe bill your event, whatever's going on.
Yeah.
You might be the cast of a pantomime going on somewhere. But it's perfect, and we'll keep banging those in. As the song says, we're after all those things you can't be arsed to fix. Not only are we celebrating your apathy, but also your ingenuity. Hashtag MHT. Hashtag CBA. Can't be arsed. Dr. Simms Templeton, what's Steph Aguamwit?
Steph says, we went to sell our home and had to class a wardrobe as fitted. It's 100% a flat pack wardrobe.
Nice.
I discovered that my father-in-law had previously laid all the laminate around the base of the wardrobe.
Nice.
Wow.
So they have to leave it there.
They've got to leave it there.
Ain't coming out.
The floor doesn't go to the wall.
Nope.
Wow.
Can't be asked.
You can't be asked. What can you do? What you got, Gav? This is Liz, I gather.
Liz says, our front door wouldn't lock, so if we went away, Mark, my hubby, would nail it shut.
Oh, man.
That's the most root one Martin's hot tap we've ever had.
But, yes. But,
well, the story's not over. 1 year, he forgot to nail the door shut when they went away. And when they came home, the door was wide open and there were leaves everywhere.
Wow. I'd have gone with a screw.
Yeah, easier. Not a nail,
easier.
Yeah.
Easier. And then you could maybe put a wing nut on the end of it or something.
That's
you're sort of fine. But a wing bolt, whatever. But the idea of just nailing it, that means every time he's got a hammer and a claw hammer to open it. You know, that's a hell of a handle.
The door open when you get back.
Can I just say, though? Great hot tap, right?
Yeah, oh, really.
So I love, I'll just nail it shut. Yeah. This is from Tom. Thank you, Tom. Hi, Johnny. The handle on the cupboard door broke. This is like a cupboard special we're having today.
Wow, yeah.
A door special. Doors and showers. Mm. A lot of what Martin's hot tap's about.
Yeah.
The handle and taps.
Mm.
The handle on the cupboard door broke when I redecorated in 2018. It's an essential cupboard. This is the important thing. It's an essential cupboard that's used multiple times a day by a family of five, right? Mm. So this is a handle on a cupboard door, broke in 2018, essential cupboard.
Yeah.
Used multiple times a day by a family of five. Let me break it down for you.
Okay.
Initially, I used fork and spoon handles.
To pry it open.
Yeah. But the situation has deteriorated now. It's deteriorated.
What? Worse.
From fork and spoon handles. The cupboard only opens now with a pair of scissors. So it's not uncommon for my wife to be screaming, where are the scissors? I've got to get my shoes on. If you've got any examples of DIY dodges or bodges, send us your Martin's Hot Tap to 83936 or email johnny@radiox.co.uk. It is the greatest item in the history of radio. There's no doubt about it. There's no...
No doubt, no.
There's nothing comes close unless it's on this show.
Why does everything have to be cool these days? Cool fashion, cool hobbies, cool payments? You don't need your payment solution to just be cool. You need more than that. What about one that can help you build your credit score, give protection on purchases as standard, and rewards too? One like Barclaycard. There's more to Barclaycard. 21.9% APR representative variable subject to financial status. UK credit cards provide extra protection on purchases between £100 and £30,000. T's and C's apply.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Tension between environmentalists and traditionalists. You see, I don't see that why there should always be that tension. Caring about the environment should be a traditional thing.
It should be a conservative traditional thing.
What that means is generally the difference between a vegetarian and someone who likes animals for killing.
Right.
That's generally that. So a traditionalist generally loves the countryside because it's a great place to go and kill things.
Right.
Oh, I see. Don't hurt the foxes because I want to hunt them.
Yes, right. Preserving the things like hedges to make the country look beautiful because it makes it less dangerous for hunting.
Yeah.
Tension between it. Also, it is actually true with fishermen particularly. Mm. They really are the people that do observe river pollution.
Mm.
And they really are, they've always been the people who care the most about water quality. Because otherwise there's not so many things to catch and release and or kill.
Right.
So they really notice like salmon and whether they sort of farm-bred salmon are coming out. They're the guys. They care about the environment because it's where they practice their sport. Anyway, tension between environmentalists and traditionalists in the Pyrenees has risen. A hunter shot dead a female bear.
What?
Ooh.
Claiming she attacked him first.
Self-defense.
He was taking part in a drive to flush out boar.
Right.
In Ariège. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Went for boar. Then he said this bear charged him because he wandered into her cubs.
Right.
Oh.
Yes. He fired two rounds and killed her.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. He suffered serious leg injuries. I mean, this bear did have a real crack at it.
Oh, so the bear did get to
him. Oh, but he was in her world.
Yeah, no, she was in his as well. Mm. And that's what happened. Mm. Unfortunately, he's not going to just let her kill him and think, oh, but she's got young ones.
Fair.
I'll let myself going down.
But maybe he shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Yes, but he was trying to get wild boar, and they're a menace. See, once you get into this, wild boar really are.
Yeah.
I mean, you might just be just, say you and Liam, yeah, you're going on a nice little camping trip or you're at a rave,
yeah,
and you nip off. No, there might be like something near a forest, like a big thing, whatever.
The wild boar tears your tent apart.
And literally, imagine Sunce, our resident newsreader, goes off into the woods for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And suddenly,
800 wild boar.
Right, 800 of them come at you.
Yeah, you can't survive that.
Again, it's their patch.
I know it is, but say you did wander in there, and they devastate crops, and they're dangerous on the roads. Don't let them drive.
No.
The man suffered serious leg injuries. Another hunter staunched his torn artery. He was airlifted to the hospital. So this bear really messed him up real bad.
Wow.
Another on the hunt. You've always got to sympathise with humans, Sunce.
Mm. You don't. Not always.
No, you've got to though over animals. Else you're going down the. You know.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. The bear attacked, grabbed his leg, ripped his shirt, wounded his other leg too.
Ripped his shirt.
Yeah.
Not his shirt.
Yes.
Damaged his clothing.
Do you know what the newspaper? Do you know what the newspaper in the region's called?
What?
La Dépêche Mode.
No way.
No, it's not. It's called La Dépêche du Midi. But it would be nice, wouldn't it, if it was a newspaper called La Dépêche Mode. The pro bear lobby. We love bears. We love bears.
I'm pro bear, me.
Yeah. You're either for them or against them, mate.
Are you anti bear?
Are you? You one of them anti bear people? Well, we're not. We love them.
We're pro bear.
Yes. Anyway, the pro bear, they're in conflict with farmers and hunters since brown bears were brought in from Slovenia in the 90s to revive the dwindling population. Sheep breeders say they suffer unsustainable losses from bear attacks. Bear taking down sheep.
Right.
Yeah. Now, whose side are you on?
Yeah.
Sheep?
Yeah.
Sheep or bear?
Brown bears eat the sheep.
Yes.
Exactly.
La 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 la. There's a brown bear eating sheep. La 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 la. Right. Radio X. 17 going under. Sam Fender, which sounds like an incredible score if you were playing golf.
Sure.
Yeah?
It really does, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I say that because it is to the ancient game. At which first we must turn.
Mm.
It is not unheard of to see a birdie, an eagle, or an albatross during a round of golf. Do you see what she's done there in the Times?
I do. I can see where they're going.
Well done, Charlotte. Charlotte Wace writing about golf. But players in West Yorkshire, or Shear, as little Simon would say.
Yorkshire.
Look, he's ill today, incidentally.
Mm.
Maybe it was in the tea. You know what I mean? Maybe his tea was too strong for him. No, but you know what I mean? Yesterday, complaining his tea wasn't strong enough. Yeah. Today, ill. Relationship?
Yeah.
Seems like it's been seems like he's been laid pretty low by something. Probably sick at the amount of texts coming in.
Yeah.
Saying how much they hate him.
Right.
Or certainly dislike him.
Yeah.
Anyway, players in West Yorkshire were given a shock this week. Two enormous pigs went on a rampage around a golf club near Halifax.
Right.
They're Vietnamese pot-bellied pigs. They knocked over golf bags, nudged club flags, dug holes on a green, hurt two people. Yeah?
They bit a couple of people, I think.
Yeah, they did, yes.
Yeah.
The two black pigs were first spotted on the course on Sunday. They injured a golfer. They returned on Tuesday, injured a male worker who ushered them off the course. I've played on golf course before where the foxes have really been so leery. You sort of think, well, they must be a family nearby who's feeding them by hand. They just wouldn't go away.
Oh, really? They didn't even run off.
Right. Which meant I started playing with Jeff.
Your bulldog.
By that,
yeah.
I don't mean when I got home. I mean, I started taking Jeff.
Are you allowed to take dogs?
Yes. Unfortunately, he wandered off.
Oh.
The golf course, and I got really frightened I'd lost him.
Oh, right.
Because
yeah.
He's easily tempted with food.
Right.
Not that foxes would do that.
No.
But then I saw him on the back of a groundsman's truck on a pile of sand.
Your dog?
Yes.
Hilarious.
At first, it was just his head poking over this fence.
What, just moving along?
Just moving along. I thought, what's Jeff doing?
Jeff's flying.
And then suddenly the guy was there and he just put him on a pile of sand in the back. Amazing. And Jeff was just sitting there. But the thing is, Jeff, this is my bulldog. He was looking there like this is what he's rightly should be doing.
Oh, did he like it?
Yes, like I was in the wrong.
Yeah.
He was happy as a bulldog in sand.
I went, oi, like that. And then he'd gone. And the next time I saw him, he was on a golf buggy being brought to me. So evidently, they'd taken him back there. Yeah. Found out whose he was and then brought back to it. And both times he looked like it was absolutely normal.
Like it was his carriage.
Yeah, absolutely normal. Yeah.
By the way, not always travel everywhere via golf
yeah,
buggy.
Yes, yes.
Thinking.
You see, it's so much easier.
Call my buggy, would you?
I think you often read about people in Florida and there's alligators.
Yes, definitely. Yes.
There's gators on the golf course. Mm. And you can bet. One of the things that annoys me most in golf is slow play. It drives me crazy.
Right.
Because, as you know by my character, I like things quite fast. If I've got time, it's like you see that Rory McIlroy, you know he's always going to lose if he's coupled with Jordan Spieth, who's such a slow player.
Oh, drives
you can see it completely destroys Rory's rhythm because he likes to get up there and he knows it's all about 5 seconds over the ball.
Right.
Not, that's all you need.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all you need. You have to concentrate. That's why I like golf. You haven't got to concentrate between.
Yeah, some players do it as a tactic to slow you down.
Yes,
just to
they do.
Yeah.
And he really messes with Rory's rhythm.
Yeah.
But I once played in South Africa, Gav, at the Royal Cape Golf Course.
Yeah.
And they say to you, we've had a few problems with baboons.
Oh, right, yeah. Golf.
Especially I tell in that you area, you want to see if you want to see golfers going around. They're literally, they're swinging out the buggies.
Oh,
I'm not going to just see a club come out of the buggy. A guy barely taking his stance, just bam.
Whack, and off they go.
Great measures. Anyway, your terrified golfing stories, please.
Wow, giant pigs. They should just adopt it as a traditional course hazard.
They should do.
Yeah,
definitely.
In Yorkshire, yeah.
It really, really stops slow play.
Yeah.
X. Switch to BT Superfast Fibre this Black Friday and pay absolutely nothing for the first 3 months. Then $27.99 per month from month 4. Plus, get your first 3 months of BT TV Entertainment half price, which includes Sky Channels with a Now Entertainment membership and a Netflix subscription, all for only £8 a month. Be quick. These offers end on the 2nd of December. Join BT today. 24-month contracts, 95% UK coverage, CPI plus 3.9% increase each March. Now membership RRP $9.99 per month. Netflix basic plan RRP $5.99 per month. Terms apply.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Hey guys, are we ready for this?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a causes of death in London. Top 10, play your corpses right. Okay, so we've had... This is section 4.
Mm-hmm.
Last time we had jaundice to overlaid and starved at nurse.
Okay.
Today, that's the J to O section.
Yeah.
We're going P to S today.
Okay.
Which is palsy to scurvy and itch.
Okay. Is scurvy and itch one cause?
Yes, that's one cause. Right, yeah, right, that's why it's S. But it's scurvy, comma, and itch.
And
itch. These are causes of death in London, 1632. Yeah? This isn't now. And by that, I mean 1632, the year. Not that minute.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not half four.
As of 1632 today. Right, Elsie, it'll be in Sunter's News. Honestly, the stats, I'm about to lay
on. Go on, spin the coin, go on.
Okay, heads or tails?
Tails.
Tails it is. Do you want to go first or second?
First.
Don't look.
I'm not looking.
I saw you, old big eyes.
He's cheating.
I can't actually read that from here.
Okay, we're going to start off with Quincy.
Not the TV show.
No, we've all had a... No, this is Quincy.
S-I-E. Not the C.
So we've all had a bit of Quincy.
Quincy.
But do you think more people died of planet? Come on.
Planet?
What the hell is planet?
Come on,
yes,
it's obvious.
Higher.
What, you think more people died of planet than Quincy?
Yes.
You're exactly right. 13 people died of planet. Only 7 died of Quincy.
Wow.
So,
this is just in London, isn't it?
This is just in London. So, we're on planet.
Mm.
But did plague kill more or less people than planet?
I'm going to say higher, more.
No.
It wasn't a big year, it's not plague
with a capital.
The
yeah,
year.
Right, yeah. Only 8 people died of plague.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. So, plague's got 8 deaths, but do you think, God, there's some beauties here. Do you think the purples? Do you think and spotted fever?
These are such good band names as well.
No, but do you think purples killed more than plague?
So plague versus the purples.
And spotted fever.
Oh, is that together?
Yes.
Oh, okay, right. The purples and spotted fever.
So, with plague, do you think purples and spotted fever killed more than plague?
Well, given that it wasn't a big plague year, I'm going purples.
You're absolutely right, Gav. Purples did kill more.
Nice.
Right. Pleurisy and spleen. Do you think that killed more than purples?
Sounds awful.
Yes, I think it's more.
No, oh. Two less. It's, I tell you what, it's a close run one.
Very
though.
Close.
38
yeah.
plays 36 there.
Okay. go on, right. son. Spleen. So we're with spleen.
We're with pleurisy and spleen, actually, Gab.
Together.
Sorry, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do you think palsy killed more than pleurisy?
Lower. Ooh. Less.
You're exactly right, Sunter. Palsy 25. Okay.
Right.
Staying with you, Sunter. Do you think piles killed more? Death
what?
By piles.
Oh, it has
what?
To be less, surely.
Think
lower.
About it. Think about it. They didn't,
fatal.
They didn't have Prep H back then, or your oil and your soul. Think
I
about it.
I don't know how that could kill someone.
There was nothing to reduce swelling.
Okay.
Everyone's
less.
Riding horses.
I'm going to stick with less.
Okay,
lower.
Less. You're absolutely right. Piles did kill less than palsy.
Okay.
I was just trying to keep it a bit interesting.
Sure,
yep.
sure.
Okay, Gav. I mean, sorry, Sons, here we go. We're on piles.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think scurvy and itch killed more than piles?
Higher.
Higher. You're exactly right. It is higher. Right. We're on scurvy and itch.
It sounds like a cartoon.
It does.
But do you think sciatica killed more than scurvy?
What?
Lower. Less.
It is lower. Okay, but do you think rising of the lights?
That sounds terrible, whatever it
killed
is.
Killed more than sciatica. This is for it.
Rising of
this
the lights.
This is for it. Don't look it up.
I'm not.
Okay,
right, rising
of the lights. Do you think rising of the lights killed more than sciatica?
What earth do we think
that
is? I'm going to say, I mean, let's just go for it. Higher, more.
It's way more.
Wow.
I don't know what it is. That killed 98 sciatica and he took out one.
98?
So that's the most of the whole list.
Yes.
Yeah,
right,
wow.
Yes, it is.
Rising
that's the
of
chap.
The lights. I'm gonna have to
rising of the lights. And Piles took down one.
I think it's a Springsteen
one
song.
One yeah. very, very unfortunate individual who died of piles.
Poor man.
Oh, oh, Christ.
It's an illness or obstructive condition of the larynx or lungs.
Okay.
Oh.
Rising
of the lights.
Reach. Well done, Sons.
Thank you.
Radio X.
We're still laughing at all your texts about Little Si.
Yeah.
Who asked... We'll ask Big Si to go and get him a nice glass of boiled water. Little Si just wanted a nice, quote, a nice glass of hot water.
Yeah.
From Big Si. He was on the round to the mini...
To the bodega.
To the mini bodega. Because he brings in his own... Sorry, because he brings in his own Yorkshire tea.
Yeah.
Someone, Chris from Cornwall, has said, John, I've had a terrible day. I just can't do it, Little Si. So let's put Little Si aside for a minute
yeah.
with this
yes.
Yorkshire tea.
Mm.
My dad brings his own Heinz baked beans round to mine because they taste different in Glasgow than they do in Edinburgh, says Mark, with, I would think, abundant irony. Thank you, Mark. Do you know, I was on holiday once in Mallorca where they get a hell of a lot of Germans there, and I mean hell.
Yeah.
And the woman in charge of the hotel, she said, do you know what the weirdest, strangest thing is? She was English running this place.
Yeah.
She said, do you know what the strangest thing is?
What?
A lot of Germans bring their own loo brushes on holiday.
Loo brushes?
Loo brushes. Brand new loo brushes.
Not toothbrushes.
No, no. They want to use, they don't want to use the horrible, they'll throw that out. They don't even want it in the room.
To be fair, they are great.
Well, you're thinking about it, yeah. But it's only,
I wouldn't take my own. That's
but I've never contemplated. It's not something I was particularly sort of, I mean, I use them occasionally, you know?
Do they take them back home?
No,
no, they chuck them at the end. No, they chuck them at the end.
Okay. They don't put them in the hand
put them in the luggage.
I've got a Donald Trump one.
Have you? Excellent.
Yeah, which where you get to use his hair.
Excellent.
But it's become, you know.
It's unmanageable.
It's only
now.
Good for one holiday.
Right.
But 83936, I just want to know, what's your pool cue you take to the pub effect?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah,
what
yeah.
are we looking at here? Because Little Si brings his own tea bags to it. Gav has got...
I carry a couple of...
Well, Gav, tell him later.
Okay.
You'll find out what Gary. Yeah. Gary. Sorry, I've given away his real name.
Sean.
Gary. Yeah, that's right. I'm Sean Vaughan. That's Gary Vaughan. Wood. That's Gary Wood. You'll find out.
We both
play.
Up, Susan.
We both play. Susan Delton. We both play quite low league football. Anyway, in a second, you'll find out what Gary carries a couple of. It's next.
X. With true to life color, LG OLED self lit pixel TVs are the best LG has ever made. And if you buy it from Currys this Christmas, there's a 1 in 20 chance you'll win your money back. Unlike Santa, we don't keep a list of who's been good or bad.
So who wins is completely up to chance. Whether you've been an angel or pretended you got pinged to get out of seeing your parents, it doesn't matter. You'll all get an equal chance of winning your money back when you buy an LG OLED TV from Currys. GB only. Register 32 to 42 days post-purchase. End 7th of the 12th. T's and C's apply.
Radio. X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
This is what people are taking round to people's places. By this I mean own pool cue to pub syndrome.
Yeah.
Turns out Germans take their own loo brushes on holiday. This all starts because little Simon takes his own tea bags.
Yorkshire tea bags.
You've got to be Yorkshire tea bag. I don't know why. He's not even from up north. Where are you from, little Si?
Leatherhead.
Another fine heavy metal band name.
Yeah. What? Leatherhead.
Oh,
Christ alive. So, Gav, tell us, what do you always have two of? This is what we tease them with before the...
In my little coat, in my coat sort of little coin pocket, I carry one or two always sachets of salt from either a Burger King or a McDonald's, just in case I ever buy some chips that I then find out haven't been sufficiently salted.
Okay. Just to say, these aren't emergency things. Like, no. I'm not going to... Because I always carry my migraine pills around me. Because I live in panic. But this isn't things you carry around in case of emergency.
No.
I also always carry around a safety pin.
Right.
Just in case.
Do you?
Yes, I do. A safety pin. A gentleman never leaves home without a safety pin.
Just in case.
Just in case. Dr. Sam Templeton, have you thought yet what you...
I bring soy sauce into work.
Oh. You've got your own chewy sauce.
I've got my own chewy sauce as well. Please call it chewy sauce. Chewy you're not, sauce. It's much more poncy.
And I also have some chilli flakes at all times.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm looking at more own pool cue to pub. Here we go. I won't go anywhere without my travel champagne flutes. And that's down in Devon.
I like your style, Dan.
I really love your style, Dan.
Nice.
That's fantastic. Great thing to whiff out. What else we got, Gav?
A one-times Euro travel plug coupled with a 2-metre four-way UK extension lead. Sorted.
That's fantastic.
That is fantastic.
That is fantastic.
You hate figuring out when you get to Spain that you haven't brought it, don't you? It's so annoying.
Here's an absolute beauty.
Go on.
This is James in Horsham. Yeah? On the very rare occasion I go go-karting.
Yeah.
I like to take my own helmet along. he says, just because, you know, you got it if you've got one. Absolutely right. What you got there, Suns?
Alan in Blackpool says, I always take HP sauce on holiday, and once it gets spotted, the amount of people who ask to borrow it. I was even asked by staff at a hotel in the Maldives if they could keep it, as they'd seen so many people wanting it.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
I want to become the Maldives HP sauce guy.
Yeah.
I want to start, just open a shop, just selling.
Call yourself HP saucy. Because I'm a little bit HP saucy.
You're out sourcing tonight, lads.
Yeah, you want some sauce tonight, lads? I've got a bit of sauce for you. I've got another one here for you. This is a beauty.
Mm.
When my mum used to come to visit New Mexico. When my mum used to come to visit from New Mexico, she bought her own butter. She had it shipped from a dairy in Wisconsin and wouldn't eat any other.
And Dave's in Arizona, so Dave's those are Phoenix, the three Arizona, zones.
Yeah. He's been our pet town guy. The pet town's gone out of the UK, although, frankly, we might look to that as an option. We really might. Someone else always carries a Sharpie in their back pocket just in case they need an emergency moustache. Again, that's the emergency category. We're looking a lot more own pool cue to pub, please.
Yeah.
Own pool cue to pub. Mm. So I'm going to keep having problems saying. Right, this is Florence plus the machine. So you see, Florence has always got her machine.
She has.
It's a classic example. It's never... Florence...
She never leaves home without it.
I'd love it if we had a text in and someone said, Hi, I always bring my machine.
Yeah.
From Florence.
From Florence.
There we go. This is Spectrum right here on Radio X.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
So, a young British explorer and her team began a trailblazing trek through 250 miles of uncharted Amazon rainforest.
Yeah.
They've just succeeded in getting through. This is Lucy Shepherd, 29, from Suffolk, who obviously... We admire immensely for making her way through that.
Yeah.
But she's encouraging other people to do this. She called for more women to take up adventuring and blamed the lack of female role models for the disparity, which is laudable. It's good that people are going off and doing things. But can I just say to everyone, please leave the Amazon alone.
Yeah.
As soon as you've blazed a trail through it, it means it's now...
Someone else will come through,
It's on the map.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when it's on the map, it's not...
Let's leave the trail unblazed.
Before it's then a place on the map.
Right.
And then when it's a place on the map, suddenly it's a massive open space. There's not Amazon rainforest anymore on the map. Put it this way, wherever a man has been like this, or woman... It's going to be a similar outcome.
Yeah.
And it's suddenly, these poor tribes that have lived there for years suddenly succumb to a few sort of quid for the tourist money. There's another picture today with people, the first flight to land from South Africa in the Antarctic after a 3.5 hour flight. Now, a friend of mine who's a jazz pianist.
Sure.
And you're thinking, what's the connection? Well, there's a bit of a connection. Is that he has just been... He's done two cruises now to the Antarctic. They actually go through there and look at it.
Okay.
He says it's just amazing.
Really?
And beautiful. He says, but he's been, he's been three times over the last 4 years.
Yeah.
And the first time they didn't see anything else. Last time there was already two cruise ships there.
Oh, no, right.
There's now been, in the last year, there have been more people going to the Antarctic as there have in its entire history.
Right.
Of our...
Yes, and that's
there,
just since lockdown.
Wow. So,
since lockdown, more people have visited Antarctic than in all the history before that.
Everyone else.
Well, as far as we know,
Right, yeah. Wow.
And you know, it's just another place we're going to destroy, don't you?
Definitely. Definitely.
So yeah, I think it's great that everyone, women, men, everyone gets out and explores, particularly, you know, women taking up adventuring and more female role models getting involved in that, but not in the Amazon.
No.
And no more touchdowns. Adventure, but, you know, everyone, let's go places we've already ruined.
Yeah, yeah, do deserts and things.
Yes, yeah, or clean-up operations. Help with the clean-up.
The Thames.
Men, help with the clean-up operations. Just everyone. Just let's help patch up places we've already destroyed because other adventurers have gone there before us. That's all I'd say.
Yeah.
But well done to her anyway.
Radio X.
We've all got that friend or colleague that takes lying to the next level. They are masters of the ancient art of bullshit. We've had things like Rob's mate who wrestled an escaped cow to the ground.
Yeah.
Trav, who whilst in Wales paid for a haircut with radishes. Steve's pal who fell out of a roller coaster but landed back in the same seat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Send your bullshito stories to 83936 or tweet at Radio X. Let's see what's going on right now in the dojo of deceit. Dr. ST, what do you got there, crazy sons?
Heather says, I used to work with a shorter than average guy who claimed he played an Ewok in Star Wars.
Oh,
that's a great bullshito.
No, don't though. Go on. Just wait a second. He claimed he played an Ewok.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's almost as unknowable as if someone was in the SAS,
that's
right?
That's right. It's not knowable. You can't dispute it.
When they created the SAS, do you think they thought, and the great thing is as well, we'll get so many people lying about it because of the whole secret thing.
Yeah.
Because people in the army are phenomenal liars anyway, right?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Because and it goes both ways. They'll lie to cover up stuff they've actually done.
Right.
And they'll lie if they haven't done something.
Yeah, to zhuzh it.
I'm always more suspicious of anyone who says they are in the... who says they're just in the army.
Right.
Nothing to do with the SAS.
Yeah.
Especially if they're small and wiry.
Yeah.
About 5'4".
Yeah.
And look hard as nails. You sort of think, you're a liar. You're in the SAS. Go on.
So this guy claimed he played an Ewok in Star Wars and he got the role because George Lucas handpicked him when he spotted him out in Manchester.
What, he said, that's my Ewok.
Oh my God. Here be Ewoks. Bullshit. Did he? And you just added that.
So unlikely.
In Manchester.
That is what George says. That's the guy we're looking for. He's perfect Ewok.
That's where he went looking for his Ewoks.
Yeah, of course he did.
He didn't use a casting agency.
Loads of like little blokes all strutting around like that.
The Mankwalk is the Ewok.
The Mankwalk like that. Imagine all Ewoks walk with their hands behind their backs.
Well, C-3PO sort of does a Mankwalk, doesn't he?
Yes, he sort of more of a scally. More of a scally.
Yeah, you're right.
But that's brilliant. Where do we go looking for George? Where do we go finding Ewoks? Why Manchester? Get me to Manchester. It's an Ewok town. I once interviewed George Lucas in my shed. I've told you a few times. But if you do interview George Lucas, do not look at his feet.
No, they're small, aren't they?
Gav, they're not small, they're just tiny.
Are they like action men cowboy boots?
Yes, he wore cowboy boots. And I'm not kidding, you wouldn't know to put them on or stick them on your rearview mirror. They're that small. They fascinate you. They're beguiling.
I really want to see them.
Also, he's got one of those immaculate little beetle beards.
He has. It's a sort of chin definer.
Yeah, it's a chin definer. Yeah, and it doesn't. But you're trying to discern what his face, where his jaw is. It's so far up into the face.
Right.
Mind you, what a genius.
Yep.
Yeah. Gav, what do you got?
Johnny in Gloucestershire says, my son, who is 8, claims his friend Edward can outrun a tiger. Edward told him he had done so on holiday in India, starting them young.
Nice.
He said outrun a tiger.
Of course you can outrun a tiger.
He's eight years old, I've got one
from Mark in Castleford. He's from Castleford. Mark, right up there in Castleford. Thanks for joining us on the show, Mark. My old friend Mark in Castleford's getting involved. I was at lunch with a work colleague when he said, liver is alive, you know.
What?
He reckoned he'd had some liver on a plate that he'd put in the fridge one night. When he got up the next morning, the liver had, quote...
Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Wrapped itself around the milk bottle.
No way!
It's alive.
It's alive. It's a living thing.
Liver's alive.
I swear to you, I swear on my life,
right? I walked in the fridge next morning, it wrapped itself around the milk bottle trying to get in there.
Yeah.
But octopuses could do stuff like that.
They're
aliens. Anyway, send your bullshito stories to 83936 or tweet at Radio X. Done it again.
Radio X.
That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button now. You'll get the 4 till 7 thing downloaded straight to your device every single Friday for the rest of your lives. If you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co.uk. If you don't want to get in touch, look away now.
Radio X.